Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Good morning and welcome to Breakfast Business on this very wet morning. And thank you to Shane Beattie. It is Monday, the 21st of July at 6:30. Coming up at today's show, we'll be talking live to the Ryanair boss, Michael O'Leary, no less, and as he doubtless will have plenty to say about passenger caps, French air traffic controllers, and perhaps even his latest financial reports and all the markets as usual. You can email us, business@newstalk.com. But first, let's go straight to those numbers from Ryanair. And in the first quarter of the current financial year, Europe's biggest airline said profits were up 78% to €820 million. Total revenue was up 20% to €4.3 billion. And it said that average airfares were 21% higher to €51 per passenger. But only five new Boeing 737s were delivered over the past 3 months. And the airline was in the news for supposedly incentivizing its staff to charge passengers for oversized luggage. The Group Chief Executive of Ryanair, Michael O'Leary, is on the line, hopefully. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Joe. How are you?
How is the weather where you are? Are you in Jigginstown?
Sadly, no. I'm at Dublin Airport, and it is spilling down here, although I'm sure the sun is shining over Mullingar, as it always does.
As it always does. A huge surge in your profits in Q1. What was behind that?
Partly it's due to, you know, a very weak Q1 in the prior year, Joe. We had only half of Easter in April 2024, whereas in April 2025, we had both halves of Easter in April. So we had a weak prior year comp, but we've undoubtedly had a strong quarter. Traffic was up, as you say, 4%. Average fares in the quarter were up almost 20%, a number that won't be repeated in the second quarter because of that Easter over Easter comparison. But most importantly, unit costs were up just 1%. So the outstanding team in Ryanair is keeping control of costs and passing on incredible value to passengers who are travelling with us.
Yes, so you're yielding more and you reckon it won't be repeated. It's kind of a one-off thing. You've locked in your...
We say in the second quarter, which is the key July, August, September quarter, we hope that we'll get back most of last year's 7% decline. Average fares went down by 7% in that key summer quarter last year. Mm. We think we'll get back most of that 7% this year. So average fares in Ryanair in July, August, September will be about the same as they were in 2023.
Yeah. Will you be able to raise fares and should consumers brace themselves for that?
I think we expect to see fares go up about 7%, but that's just recovering the 7% decline from last year. So we think over that 2 year period, 2023 to 2025, fares will be flattish thanks to our tight control on costs.
Mm-hmm. Does it cost, when it comes to your passenger costs, does it cost more the bigger the airline gets with the failure to get the planes that you wanted from Boeing on time?
It's costing us more because our growth is delayed, Joe. As you know, this year we're forecasting growth of only 3% to 206 million passengers. Mm. Originally this year we had hoped to grow to 215 million passengers, but Boeing have left us 29 aircraft short this year. We will get those 29 aircraft later on this year. So we expect to recover that delayed growth into the summer of 2026, which I think is good news for passengers because it means more routes, more flights, probably not out of Dublin because of the cock-up over the regulatory regime here, but certainly more routes and more flights across Europe, keeping airfares down and carrying millions more passengers.
Yeah, we'll come to the regulatory regime in due course. What will it take for you to take on Airbus aircraft rather than only Boeing? And I ask because we're a few days out from this latest deadline from Donald Trump in which he's going to slap a 30% tariff on European goods, and the retaliation from the Europeans may include something on Boeing aircraft.
It may, what it would take, Joe, would be much lower pricing out of Airbus. We do operate 30 Airbus aircraft in our Lauda subsidiary, which is based out of Vienna. But obviously, the core of our 650 aircraft fleet is Boeing's. We expect to take 29 new Boeing deliveries towards the end of this year. All it would take is Airbus to come up with a competitive pricing. But both Airbus and Boeing are so backed up with their delivery or their orders. So, you know, none of them can place out, none of them have a spare aircraft to sell this side of 2030. So for the next 5 years, I'm afraid we're stuck with taking more of these great Boeing aircraft, which carry more passengers, but have lower fuel consumption and lower noise. And all of our growth between now and 2030 will be based on Boeing aircraft. We're reasonably confident that aircraft will be exempt from the tariff, proposed tariff. although I'm probably more confident that Trump will, as usual, chicken out or will get to the taco syndrome by the time we get to the 1st of August. And certainly we hope that the tariffs won't be imposed, because as Brexit has shown us, you know, free trade works. Putting up trade barriers, as the UK stupidly did post-Brexit in 2016, has badly damaged the UK economy, and Trump's tariffs would badly damage the American economy.
Okay, stay with us, Michael. We're going to take a very quick break.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
And we're chatting to the Ryanair boss, Michael O'Leary. Michael, you've probably seen the articles over the weekend. The Sunday Times says that you pay bonuses to your staff to catch oversized bags. Doesn't that make a very wealthy airline look a bit miserable?
No, and it's a policy I wholeheartedly endorse. It's something I've been advocating for many years. We do repeated passenger surveys. Nothing pisses our passengers off more than the one or two headbangers who show up at our boarding gate with an outsized rucksack, claiming that, you know, they didn't know, or trying to scam to get it on. And 99.9% of our passengers don't pay excess baggage fees. They comply with the rules, and we are determined to eliminate and get rid of these irritating tiny minority who refuse to obey by the rules. What they do is they slow down boarding. They create disruption on board the aircraft. Their bags don't fit in the overhead lockers, et cetera, et cetera. And we are going to, we'll continue to encourage, and in fact, actively, I was boarding a flight up in Faro myself at the airport last Friday. We will actively go after that tiny minority of passengers who, despite repeated warnings, keep showing up at outsized bags. They will be paying, and I'm happy to reward our staff bonuses for that. Partly because it's self-defeating. It gets rid of them. We are determined to get rid of these bags. And if bonus is the way forward, then I'll happily pay the bonuses. In fact, I'm thinking of increasing the bonuses.
Okay. And when it comes to the passenger cap in Dublin Airport, it seems to be in legal limbo at the moment. Are you happy with that?
No, it's not in legal limbo. It's in government dithering and indecision, Joe. I mean, I'm so frustrated with Dublin Airport and our DOD, the incompetent way this new government has tackled it. Firstly, we got planning permission for a second runway in 2015. The second runway takes traffic capacity at Dublin Airport up to 60 million passengers. An issue was front and centre in last November's election. Both of the main government parties promised that they would scrap the cap as soon as possible. They published a government programme in January promising to scrap the cap as soon as possible. And we have had 7 months of dither and drift and delay and inaction from Micheál Martin and Dara O'Brien. This is a simple issue. We have 2 runways at Dublin Airport. Most European cities would give their teeth for our infrastructure facilities. And yet we're being denied using them by about 8 or 10 NIMBYs around Dublin Airport, holding up Fingal County Council and on board Panola. This is no way to run national infrastructure. We'll hear lots of bells and whistles tomorrow out of this government. Oh, we're going to spend 30 billion on, as if throwing money at it was going to solve the problem. We have a still unopened children's hospital in this country. Shows that throwing money at the problem is not the way forward. We need government action. They need to pass legislation to scrap this cap and allow us and the other airlines to use the second runway at Dublin Airport to grow traffic to 60 million passengers. And I say to the 6 or 8 NIMBYs around Dublin Airport, Dublin Airport has been here since 1942. You moved to a house beside the airport. It was your choice, but don't expect the airport to pander to your objections. This is national infrastructure. Ireland is in aggressive competition with many other countries around Europe for tourism dollars, and we need to get people on and off this island using the second runway. And Micheál Martin needs to get his finger out of his backside. He'll sit around in Croke Park all day yesterday and doing nothing about a Dublin Airport cap. It's time we saw action, and we need legislation. So stop blaming the planning process. Fingal County Council, a local county council, is not the right place for national infrastructure. The government is. We have a Minister for Transport. He should do his job and scrap this cap.
Okay. Obviously, Micheál Martin is not here to defend himself, and he's entitled, obviously, to represent the government at Croke Park at the All-Ireland final. Can I have a final question for you, and it is the idea of who is going to go for Áras an Uachtaráin. The world and his wife seems to be toying with the idea. Who do you think should go for it?
Really, I don't care. Like, it's the most irrelevant job in the country. It's the most overpaid and irrelevant job in the country. I don't think anybody fundamentally cares who goes for the park. What we fundamentally care about is a government that delivers action and the government delivering on its promises, which is to scrap the cap. And I don't object to Micheál Martin going to Croke Park yesterday. I just ask why after 7 months as Taoiseach, he still hasn't delivered scrap the cap, which he promised to do in his government programme in January. Oh. It's time for less dither and drift out of Micheál Martin and deliver some action.
Okay. And Michael, thank you very much for joining us. That is Michael O'Leary, the Group Chief Executive of Ryanair.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.